This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
MP on the mic. What is up? Richmond, Wednesday morning, September 4th. This is a big, big, big week for the city of Richmond, and I am excited that we get to play our little part in it. Next week, by the way, is a big week for Chesterfield County, and we're going to have J.C. Pome and the Play Chesterfield crew in later. It's big times in the region, and I'm fired up about that. This week, though, today at high noon, 12 noon, they're going to unveil the final renderings of the new Flying Squirrels baseball stadium and announce the name of the stadium. Now, it's going to have a company's name in it. You know, that's how society works these days. Somebody paid money for the naming rights. Our generous offer was refused. That's okay. We're not mad. So we'll bring that to you. I'll be live from down there in a bit. I'll be on AWOD radio talking about it. We'll have ourselves a good old time. I mentioned the Chesterfield crew is here today. Kicking off, we got a really cool partnership this fall with Play Chesterfield, where we will be spotlighting one of their schools and their athletes each week during this Wednesday time slot. Wednesdays at 10:30, if you want to set your alarms for that, with the crew from Play Chesterfield. We'll start this week. Now, I mentioned it's big week next week. Next week, we'll be out there Thursday night at the inaugural Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's going to be super awesome. I'm excited to see they've got a new performing arts center out there. Very excited to see that. So that's going to be a ton of fun. It's a big week on the show. Mike Svetitz joins us at 11 o'clock, as he does on Wednesdays. Mike, you know, we started this show last year, and we started our time slot with Mike, and we talked about NFL football each week. And I would say this, we sustained the momentum really well through the offseason, but there's nothing like talking about NFL football. Not that us spending an entire 13-minute segment talking about our flight delays wasn't the pinnacle of radio. A Marconi? Is that like our version of an Oscar here? Yeah. Maybe they got my mailing address wrong. I don't know. Hadn't shown up at my house yet. Probably in the mail for our flight delay segment. But we have actual NFL football to talk about today. We'll be previewing conference by conference as the week goes on. I'll give you my predictions. I'll give you my insights on the teams as we get fired up. Had the Odyssey Fantasy Football Draft last night. That was a treat. Here's what happened. I had a thing, book club, by the way. That was my thing. I was at book club last night from 6 to 7. And I knew the draft started at 7, and I knew that was dangerous. What I didn't know was when I would be picking first. 1-1, the first selection. So here's what happened. I wasn't there when the first pick was made. That means I got Christian McCaffrey. Now, I hear you. They're like, dude, MP, you got Christian McCaffrey. I actually don't want Christian McCaffrey. I got concerns about San Francisco this year. I understand conceptually that Christian McCaffrey is the best player available in the draft. But I got concerns about that San Francisco team this year. Just seems there's been a lot of vibes around there. I wouldn't have picked him first. So I'll tell you, I told Hazel that we'd handle this on the air. I'll tell you who I would have picked at 1-1. Bijan Robinson, Falcons running back. So Hazel is up 4 picks later, grabs a little Bijan Robinson. So I just need you to know, the trade window is open. If you want Christian McCaffrey, you can have yourself some Christian McCaffrey. If I've scared you away from Christian McCaffrey, I'll go get people from Gary Hess or Awater, whoever. Somebody will trade me for Christian McCaffrey. I got no worries about that. I got great trade situation here. Now, this is only interesting because I was in another league over the weekend where I also missed the start of the draft. Punctuality, apparently not my specialty. We get this show started on time every day, so that's a treat. It's a minor miracle, but we do it. We've had close calls. We've never started this show late of our own doing. The junkies have pushed us late. We forgive them for that, but I was sitting here in the chair ready to go. In the draft over the weekend, I also got the first pick. I also was not at the draft on time. I also was auto-selected Christian McCaffrey. Now, in that league, I ended up with a couple running backs that I liked, so I traded him for Tyreek Hill in that league. So the bottom line is, I'm in 3 fantasy football leagues, and I got Christian McCaffrey in 2 of them, and I'm trying to move my Christian McCaffrey stock ASAP. So the window is open at Odyssey Inc. If you want Christian McCaffrey, come and get him. And you've got first dibs, Hazel, because you've got the guy I want. I just know you hold the cards here. Everybody else is waiting to see if they're going to get Christian McCaffrey. You've got a lot to consider here. So that's what's going on in Odyssey Fantasy Football. It's football betting game season time. My favorite, though, Mitch Tischler, our guy Mitch Tischler runs this. I'm sure I shared about this last year because I love this league so much. Mitch Tischler runs a pool called the 33 pool. And how this works is everybody puts in $80. There's 32 participants. $80. So we got a pile of money. Gets divided out over all the weeks of the season. Everybody reaches in a hat and draws the name of an NFL team. If your team gives up 33 points on a given Sunday, you win the money for that week. And if nobody wins the money for that week, it rolls. And we've had $800, $900 winners in this league because the money's rolled a few times. This is the kind of game that speaks to my heart and soul deeply. You draw a name from a hat. And if your team allows 33 points to the other team, you win the money. It's both, I don't have to think about it, as evidenced by my fantasy football arriving late debacles now on back-to-back drafts where I end up at 1-1, the last spot in the world I want to be. And in the other league, I was third. I'm drawn near the top, and I don't like that at all. Because I don't think Christian McCaffrey is definitively going to be the best player this year. This, though, I don't have to think about it. And if a game's going, like if Monday Night Football is going on and somebody's got 26 points or 30 points, the group text loses its mind. Because there's money on the line. Everybody's going wild. Everybody's got their thoughts. It's fun. I highly recommend it. If you get together 31 of your friends, start a 33 league. I don't know if he's got trademarks on it. I don't know if you have to pay royalties. I don't know what the deal is, but it's exciting. Here's what else is exciting this week. We got our hot dog shots. I got an email a few weeks ago from a guy. We get these, you know, people pitch us like, we want to come on the show. We want to promote our product. We almost always tell them no. The no ratio is very high. But sometimes one sneaks through. He said, you can come on the show. Super Bowl week, right? Carrot Top, do you want Carrot Top on your show to promote Yes. Of course I want Carrot Top on the show. We had Carrot Top on the show. I think this is the Carrot Top of in-studio bits. This company has made stadium-themed alcoholic shots. There are four flavors: hot dog, cotton candy, popcorn, and there's one other one. Which one am I missing here? You're holding the package right now. Yeah. Well, the button's sticky here.
The button's sticky. The caramel corn?
Caramel corn.
Yeah, we got game day dog.
Yeah.
Buttered popcorn.
There's two popcorns. That's what threw me. There's a popcorn and a caramel corn. Mm-hmm. Remember the place at the mall that just sold caramel popcorn?
No. That's why. That's why I don't remember.
You've identified the flaw in this business model. I'm envisioning the food court at the mall in Wichita, Kansas, growing up. There were the right. There's the cheesesteak place. There's the Asian, the Panda Express knockoff. There's the Chick-fil-A, Dairy Queen, Orange Julius. There was a, we're going to look this up. There was a store that sold caramel popcorn. They put it in a box. They sold it to you. That was the business model. I don't think there's a chance they're around anymore. We'll get somebody to weigh in on that. If you remember the caramel corn place at the mall, 833-804-0910.
When I searched it, I got a lot of results for what happened to caramel corn near me.
I tell you what happened.
Caramel corn.
I'd like to tell you what happened. They went out of business because the business model was selling people caramel popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
I believe they're based in Wichita, Kansas.
No, stop it.
I think that's why you remember.
Oh, let's go.
Okay.
Wichita is an incubator of great restaurants. Pizza Hut is from Wichita, Kansas. So is White Castle. We also had some misses. Caramel popcorn, obviously being high on that list. We also had a restaurant called New Way. It was fast food, McDonald's style, but instead of hamburgers, it was Sloppy Joe's.
Oh.
And if you think I'm kidding, I dare you to Google. I'm not.
I don't want to. I'll leave that.
They're still open. They're not out of business, which is...
No questions. I'm leaving. No. No follow-up.
All right. George weighs in on Twitter. Be worried. I'm on the same wavelength as you. I'm trying to get Bijan Robinson in all the leagues I'm in. The George endorsement / curse there at work. Yeah, look, Atlanta's going to be good. If Kirk Cousins isn't good, Michael Penix is going to be good. I like Raheem Morris. That's a team that's been underachieving for a long time. Little Kyle Pitts there certainly wouldn't bother me as well, putting him on some rosters. Got him last night. Things are happening in Atlanta. They were so brutally mismanaged over the last few years that I think there's going to be a correction there this year where they start scoring some points around the ball. Great division to be in, too, when we do our division previews. We're saving NFC South for a short segment because that's just going to be us clowning on the Falcons drafting a quarterback and then noting that three other teams also play in the NFC South. That won't be our leadoff. Let's lead off with the NFC East because we talk about them all the time. We'll do them after the break. Probably weigh in on some college football as well, set the slate. This Virginia Tech line is bonkers. They open as a 14-point favorite against Marshall, and the money comes in immediately and says, that number ain't right. They're 20-point favorites over Marshall now. We must have been watching a different game last week. Brent Pry talked yesterday, said Kyron Drones is going to play. He's just cramping up. That's great news for the Hokies. Look, that's a team that's better than they showed. Certainly a coaching loss on my scorecard last week. We'll dive into the Hokies. Play Chesterfield crew joins. It's going to be a really fun Wednesday show, and it's going to end with us unveiling the name of the new Flying Squirrels ballpark. So great show coming. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic. It's Wednesday. It's 10:30. That didn't used to mean anything, but that does mean something now, and I'm pretty fired up about that. We've got two guests with us in studio. This is exciting. We're kicking off Wednesday's 10:30, the Play Chesterfield hour here on MP on the mic. I've got JC Pomo. What's up?
MP, how are you, man?
I feel great. I'm excited about this. And John Phillips, Dr. Phillips, we have two Phillipses. I'm the professor, Professor Phillips and Dr. Phillips in studio here. Director of Constituent Services. Did I get that right?
Yeah, we'll cut it right there.
And VHSL liaison, which is important this time of year. So we're going to have, now you guys are in here today, but starting next week, we're going to spotlight each of the different schools and programs, and there's a ton of them. Chesterfield, it's a big place. You guys have a lot under your umbrella, a lot going on athletically, of course. So we're excited to get a chance to spotlight the athletes, the stories, and we'll do football, of course, but we'll do all the sports as well. Give them their time and their opportunity to shine, because there's a lot of kids out there playing a lot of sports this time of year. And so, JC, I'll start with you. Just what's getting you excited these days in Chesterfield?
Well, MP, man, thanks for having us on. Really appreciate this partnership with CCPS. And the team here at MP on the mic. But this started a long time ago. We've really been discussing, and you know better than anyone, the evolution of local sports media, and we're thrilled to still have you a part of that now in this role.
Hanging on.
And it's really something we want to showcase, all of these stories, these athletes, these coaches, these teams that are ingrained in our sports community. You know, let's look on the football side for a minute. They've grown up playing on the fields in Chesterfield with perhaps Chesterfield Quarterback League, CQL, and gone on to, you know, play at their respective high schools. Those stories used to get told in great features and segments, and that's nothing against the media landscape today.
It's different.
But our role as Chesterfield County Play Chesterfield is to work with schools and better tell those stories. And no better way than to do it with you. And we're excited to work with schools, get the DSAs. I think we used to call them ADs back in our day. But, you know, we've got so many stories, and we want to get back into that grassroots storytelling and showcase all that is going on our fields and courts and any other type of surface in Chesterfield County.
I love it. And Play Chesterfield is the umbrella here that we're working under, the new branding. I got a spiffy,
you're repping.
Spiffy Play Chesterfield polo here.
I think
here.
We need to get Dr. Phillips on. He's missing out.
I need one of those. Got the hat.
We were talking because our crew will be out there for the fan game of the week. It'll be Battle of Chester, LC Bird and Thomasdale, and just the great history. And you know, this isn't a new thing. This is going back generations. As you think about just everything going on out there in Chesterfield and the sports, so what are the things that you think are, you know, you'd like to spotlight here as we talk about Chesterfield sports?
No, I appreciate that. I think foremost, to emphasize JC's point, I mean, athletics and even the VHSL academic activities breathe such life into the culture of school buildings. Former principal, that'll be something that I miss the most. You just have an opportunity to have such a good time, learn your families, your unique athletes, your students, and that part of the culture is just fantastic. And so heading into the fall, there's a lot to celebrate. I mean, you started with the Battle of Chester, right? So I think Thomasdale's won the last four. I know the principals right now actually have a little wager on the line, you know, who winner is the loser, I'm sorry, has to wear the other school's jersey for a week. So,
oh, shame.
I think Bird, so Dale's taking the last four, but Bird owns the series. That's 27-23. So I don't think you can start fall season without talking about the Battle of Chester.
No, Bird had that great run, but Thomasdale and Ethan Minter last year, last few years, they're loaded, and I think this one's going to be a particularly good one. It's going to be a ton of fun. You mentioned just getting to know the students in the sports. What are the benefits for the kids of just being involved in, as we talk about the world of Instagram and cell phones, that, you know, sports is still the place where everybody puts them down and gets out there and gets together.
It's that connection piece. And I think you kind of talked about that with the involvement or the engagement. You know, I know that, you know, as we start a school year and you're sitting here in the fall, and you think about an incoming ninth grader who's already involved in cross country or golf or football, field hockey, girls volleyball. You know, it just gives them that connection to the school, gets them more acclimated. And then the team concept. We have some wonderful coaches. We talked about the student athletes, but we have some wonderful coaches, some longstanding ones in the county as well, that really do a nice job of teaching that team concept.
We'll bring them together because Vic Williams is on the list for the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame. Of course, legendary Thomas Dale football
213
coach.
Wins, I think it was.
Is that good? That sounds good.
That sounds right? You're the professor.
Gary dropped it on me the other day. I believe he said there's only six coaches in area history who have won 200 with one school.
Wow.
And Vic, of course, is on that list. And over at Highland Springs, they're going to add another one this year to the area list. So that's pretty cool. What is it that makes Chesterfield so unique?
I've been in Chesterfield now for 18 months. And what has gotten me from day one is going back to that word grassroots. We have so many local organizations that don't just breed great athletes. They breed, you mentioned it, Dr. Phil, breed great families, that connection piece. And so I've been more excited to tell those stories in a very small way. We have a high school football podcast in Chesterfield now, thanks to our great constituent and media services teams. Those are the stories that we have to get out there and tell. And you look across the board, and it kind of culminates at the high school level and beyond, which is the impetus for our Hall of Fame. But when you really look back across the landscape of grassroots sports, I've met with so many folks in Chesterfield. You know, you mentioned field hockey, the Panthers field hockey program. What they breed at that level is the greatness. The Miners Wrestling Club. It's not just what we call co-sponsored sports groups in Chesterfield that play on our public fields. There are public and private groups all across the county that have great leadership, great families, great coaches, great stories. And, while we handle events on those fields, we get to see some of those stories. But what goes on behind the scenes to get recruited to a college, just play at the high school level, it takes hard work and dedication, and it just means so much to us to see what that means to our families. And, just tagging us on social media, I can't get over just stories we've heard in the last, 6 months of launching Play Chesterfield. From the Olympics on downward, that look at Kelly Wells Brinkley, Hall of Famer. It's just amazing the stories that come out of a community of 380,000+ people.
You mentioned that media team. You guys have quietly been assembling a dream team over there. My guy Brad Franklin was at the UVA game.
Yep.
We were sitting next to each other on Saturday. Jay Elias O'Neill, of course, is a name a lot of people know. It's a great storytelling team. That's been assembled over there in Chesterfield. So Play Chesterfield will be featured here, MP on the mic, every Wednesday, 10:30. We'll have a different school bring on, I was going to say ADs, but it's...
DSAs now, right,
DSA.
Dr. Phillips? Director of Student Activities.
We'll have some DSAs, we'll have some athletes, we'll have some fun talking about all the great stories. Dr. Phillips here, Professor Phillips on the mic on 910 The Fan. Do you want to hit us with some storylines to watch this year in Chesterfield?
Yeah, well, we covered the Battle of Chester coming up. I don't think we can talk football without talking about Matoka since we started there. So returning 5C champions, and I think they've got five now, Power 5 commits in the senior class. So, again, talking about those unique stories. And then how about MBK, right? So coach with grassroots, they've doubled in size their program in just 1 year. So
incredible.
Again, thinking about schools that are on the verge of winning championships and others that are building something again from that foundational level. Of course, you got Manchester. Eyes always on Manchester. Coach Jason Harrell starting his first year there. So be interesting to see how they go there. I know they're excited about continuing that strong athletic culture and tradition of leadership there in the football program. Getting outside of football, I got to give a little shout-out to our cross-country folks, Clover Hill High School last year. Actually, the past 2 years, state runner-ups for cross-country, their boys' team. Last year, actually lost on criteria. So tied with one of the schools that allowed it.
But how about that?
On a criteria. Came down to their sixth or seventh runner.
Wow.
So, wow. But, you talk about kids that have just been on a mission for a few years. Volleyball out of Midlothian High School. Boys, state champions last year. Girls, year before that. So we could go on and on and on with some of these programs. Monacan Golf, two-time state champions. So there's a lot happening. Manchester High School, National Guard Cup winners for academic activities. And so that's something that we don't always get a chance to talk about with the fields. But just some talented kids and excited for it.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad we're taking the time to do it, to talk about these sports. And if we don't carve out the time, it doesn't happen, as you know. We just end up rambling on about whatever it is we ramble on about that day. But the play Chesterfield, Meadowbrook, Morgan Moses, I dare say, I don't want to predict, perhaps a future Chesterfield Sports Hall of Famer once he hangs up the if he hangs up the cleats. That dude's an Iron Man. He's
absolute
still out there.
Iron Man from the University of Virginia.
Oh, head note. Oh, there it is. Slide it in. JC Poma, you're putting on with your team Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame inaugural class. Gets inducted next Thursday. We're 8 days away. Inaugural class at 10. Some big names. Obviously, James Ferrier, Denny Hamlin, all the way on down to the people who have made this area great locally. You got softball represented. You got football represented. You got all the sports. How cool is it to be able to assemble from scratch? Like, a lot of times you inherit something. From scratch, a Hall of Fame. That's been a cool experience.
Well, Dr. Phillips here is on the selection committee, and I think he could probably echo this statement. It was really hard to narrow it down. I don't know that we went in thinking it was going to be a class of 10 in the inaugural year.
Yeah.
But when you put that class together, that's the inaugural class. That's what showcases our community, our schools, Chesterfield County, and it's the perfect first class. You've got two brothers in there, you know. You have to do that. They're both amazing.
You can't separate the Watkins
brothers.
But
you said it best, across the spectrum. So many athletes, so many teams. Next Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Perkinson Center for the Arts and Education. Tickets on sale, ChesterfieldSportsHOF.com or PlayChesterfield.com. If we got a great MC.
Yeah.
The professor, I think MP. That needs to go into the script now.
MP on the mic. You got Micah Bam Bam White providing a little comedic relief. It's going to be a really fun night of entertainment and stars.
We appreciate you helping us tell the story, helping schools tell their stories, and this partnership will be a lot of fun all year. Starting next Wednesday, 10:30. Each school will get one segment in each of the three seasons, and we're excited to have them all on each week.
Three sports seasons. We'll tip our hand here. Thomas Dale up first. Wonderful. Have anything to talk about there? it's a big school that cranks out a lot of athletes, not just football either. A ton of sports. We'll get around to the whole county though. It's going to be a ton of fun. JC Poma, Dr. John Phillips. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. Looking forward to a great season with Play Chesterfield.
Thanks for having us on and helping us tell the story.
And one more time, give them the website for next Thursday.
ChesterfieldSportsHOF.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Come hang out next Thursday night, Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame out there at the Perkinson Center for the Performing Arts. I've heard it's beautiful. I've not been out there
Amazing.
Yet.
You'll be blown away.
You'll be blown away by the facility, the athletes, the MC, all of it. It'll be a thrilling night out there in Chesterfield. We're back with more MP on the mic right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dempy on the mic, bringing it home on a Wednesday morning. AWOD Radio up next, 3 hours live and local. All right, change of scenery. Thank you for bearing with us here. Standing in, I'm staring at the fields the Washington Redskins used to train at back in the day. New sign here, Midtown Green. The Richmond Parks Department has taken over the building. They're going to turn the fields out back into a park. We're here today, though. We are now about 10 minutes away from finding out what the name of the new Richmond Flying Squirrel Stadium will be. The dignitaries are pouring in here as we speak outside the facility at Midtown Green. Holding it down back in the studio right now is our guy, AWOD, who we love cross-talking with. AWOD, what is up?
What's going on, Michael? Yeah, I'm wondering here, are we saying that there's a chance that those fields could be used for kickball and pickleball in the future, or what's going to happen with the fields at Bon Secours?
Yes, that is definitely what we are saying. The agreement is this is state land. It's part of the DMV complex. And so the state gave the land to the city to build training camp with. And it's a 99-year lease, but the lease says that it has to stay a public access park. They can't develop it into anything. If they decide to develop it to anything, they have to offer it back to the state first, which I can't imagine the state saying no to that. So essentially, it has to become a park. There is no other way as we work towards the next usage of it. Park is the leading contender. I think you could be playing kickball out here pretty soon. You know, when we have AWOD on, we love to fire up the sounder. We love to play a little crosstalk.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okie dokie, let's get this show on the road!
Love chatting a little Commanders with you at 11:15. Of course, you can grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button if you want to explore that. I want to take on a more serious topic, though, right now, and that is the Odyssey Fantasy Football League, which drafted last night. You know, they do the post-draft projections and predictions. I was second. You were fourth out of the 12. I feel like we both had pretty strong showings for the fan last night.
Yeah, I really did like my draft, Michael. I mean, look, I feel like everybody says this. Right? You get home late night, you open up your laptop, you're looking at your roster, baby. And that's what I did last night after the draft for about 30 minutes, just staring at my team. Boy, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it looks good to have Patrick Mahomes as your starting quarterback. I feel great about getting Stephon Diggs and T. Higgins at wide receiver. My big question mark, Michael, is can this be a bounce back year for Jonathan Taylor?
You know, I think it could be, and I think the workload's going to be there, right? I think the volume is there. There's enough to go around in that offense.
Should be interesting. What do you like most about your team?
Yeah, I actually opened the show today. I was pick 1-1. I was given the first pick in the draft. I don't like that, to be perfectly honest, in a fantasy draft. I was also about 10 minutes late to the draft, and so I was auto-drafted Christian McCaffrey, who I do not want. I laid it out earlier. There's too many questions, too many concerns. I'm a little worried about the durability there over the course of the season. I'm getting bad vibes out of San Francisco. I officially am putting Christian McCaffrey on the trading block. Now, I am giving first dibs to Hazel because Hazel drafted Bijan Robinson, and that's who I would have taken if I were sitting on 1-1. Love me some Bijan Robinson this year. Go get him in all formats. So the trade is on the table for Hazel. It'll be officially on the table after I wrap up here, after we get the Squirrels ballpark situation resolved. The trade will be on the table. Christian McCaffrey for Bijan Robinson. Straight up, no caveats. I don't need future draft picks. I don't need future consideration. But if Hazel declines, and I fear, right, that part of doing the radio show is I may have, you know, I may have spooked potential trade partners by saying I don't want Christian McCaffrey on a sports radio show. I will open it up to the group. Best offer gets Christian McCaffrey.
I think it's kind of crazy. You're telling me that first round, number one overall pick, 1-1, you were not going to go Christian McCaffrey. I mean, that's just wild to me, Michael.
First pick, 1-1, I would not have died. You know, you think about the NFL draft boards, they get the guys with the red label on them. We don't pick those guys. We have concerns. Whatever it is, no matter how good the value is, we don't take those guys. Christian McCaffrey's a red for me this year. I need my 1-1 player to go the whole season, to be producing for me 17 times this year, on the road to a title, on the road to beating AWOD in the playoffs, on the road to kicking Stubb to 0-8, on the road to taking care of business against Gary Hess and Coach Chris. I need a guy who's going to produce week in and week out, and I don't think Christian McCaffrey is that guy this year.
Have you taken a look at your week one matchup at all? I've got such a favorable schedule. I mean, just put me in for 1-0 easily. Projected winner, 55% of the votes by Yahoo. I'll be taking down Stubba Stubbard week one in the Odyssey Fantasy League. So I don't know about your matchup, Michael, but I feel great about a 1-0 start to the season.
You know what, though? I told Stubb this. I said, don't listen to the haters. You cut against the grain last night. I saw him cut against the grain last night. And the system's always going to push back against that, right? The system wants conformity. The system wants people who will do conventional wisdom and move forward with that. I love Stubb saying, you know what, this might not – we might be going down, but we're going down my way. We're going down the Stubb way. Because I always say there's three ways to play fantasy football, Adam, the right way, the wrong way, and the Stubb way. And he's a believer in that. And you know what? It may not mean results. It may not translate to things you and I value like wins or points. But it's Stubb style, and I respect that.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly put his marbles on the table drafting and starting quarterback Jaden Daniels. I mean, look, it's going to be exciting to watch the rookie. I did not want him on my fantasy team.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah, you weren't going to see me draft Jaden Daniels. I know that you were gunning for McLaurin, though. I gave serious consideration to drafting Terry. I hadn't picked up a tight end yet. I made the tight end move. I knew Terry wasn't coming back to me. I think you were licking your chops when I didn't take Terry. And then Hazel, bang, right there, grabbing a Terry McLaurin right out from under you.
Yeah, I had to adjust. A couple question marks on my roster here. Dalton Schultz, Tony Pollard. I mean, what do you think I'm going to get from those two there?
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get much, but I do know my clock is running out. I got to get inside here at Midtown Green. We got to name this Flying Squirrel Stadium, see the final renderings, a day Richmond has been waiting for a long time. A reminder, Friday night, 5 o'clock, they're going to put shovels in dirt outside the diamond for the new ballpark. Very exciting day for Richmond. We'll be back in a bit to tell you the name of the ballpark. Relay the excitement from the event. First 3 hours, though, AWOD Radio, live and local. You're listening to 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
Don't even know what to do with myself. Such an exciting day. NFL football coming up this week, and we'll talk about that in a second. 5 more chances to see the Flying Squirrels in action, or hear them, here on The Fan. Friday, groundbreaking for a new baseball stadium. Big moment in Richmond history right there. And next week, we'll debut the Play Chesterfield segment, which we mentioned in the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame. But on Wednesdays at 11, we bring in our guy, Mike Svenitz.
Mike Svenitz of Front Page Bets breaks down this week's lines and action in college and pro football.
Mike, we've done it. We've managed to kill off an entire offseason once again. Let's talk NFL football.
Let's do it.
I'm fired up. Frontpagebets.com, of course, is the place. This is the season. I know people bet on everything, but football's the king of that hill.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. I think I saw somewhere yesterday that about $3,700 quadrillion will be bet this year legally.
Estimated,
on the NFL.
Yeah.
Give or take a couple million. But
give or take a gazillion.
But yeah, no, this, I mean, now that's legal. It's legal in almost 40 states across the country, including D.C. And it's just, you know, and there's other things. There's other apps, and if you're not in a non-legal state, there's, you know, fantasy, where a place like Underdog or Better or Prize Picks, where you can do over unders as well. So there's plenty of action to get in, and obviously in Virginia it's legal here, and so we're expected to see, you know, a pretty good handle come out through the NFL season for sure.
Would not surprise me, opening night Ravens Chiefs, but I'm equally intrigued. We're going to Brazil, Packers Eagles.
Yeah.
How do you sort out a Brazil game?
It's going to be interesting. You know, I don't know if that, how much that's going to play. Maybe the weather. I don't know. I don't know. You know, these guys have played all over the world, you know, and most of the time, you know, you've covered the European games, other than the kickoff time, or, you know, just the travel, the jet lag. But I don't think there's going to be much of that going to Brazil. And plus, being the first game of the year, you know, you're not coming off a, you know, like a Sunday game, and then you got to play the next Sunday, or a Monday night game, you got to play the next Sunday. So I don't know if it's going to be much of an issue, other than, you know, first game of the year, you know, and what do the Eagles have with, say, Quan Barkley now in the backfield? I think that gives them, obviously, a huge added threat, take some pressure off Jalen Hurts. They still need to be able to throw the ball, which, you know, if you look at the way they finished last year, losing 6 out of the last 7 games after starting 10-1, you know, was not a great finish for the Eagles. And then look at the Packers. You know, Jordan Love came into his own last year in his first full year as a starter. You know, how are they going to be able to continue that momentum? So I think that's going to be a great game Friday night.
It's going to be fun. I love that the Eagles storylines are entirely non-analytical. Like, that's a good football team. Jalen Hurts didn't stop being bad last year. Saquon Barkley is bad. The questions are all entirely, like, do they hate each other? And, like, can they coexist on a football field for 3 hours on Friday night? It's all intangibles.
It's crazy. It's crazy how these storylines just get going. Let's, you know, as you know, you've covered it long enough in camp, and, you know, the off season, everybody's talking. Let's just get out and hit somebody else. You know what I mean? And let the kind of game figure itself out. And I think that's what we're looking at. I mean, the Eagles are, I mean, I'd pick them to win the East. I mean, I think they're a really good football team. Just because they didn't finish last year doesn't take really a lot away from the talent that they have across the board.
Same team that was 10-1, right? That's a Super Bowl contender for sure in a weaker NFC. And San Francisco's got question marks too. You got Christian McCaffrey injuries. You got a lot to sort out there. They've got the big Monday night opener. We're making Aaron Rodgers do Monday night football with the Jets again. I'm not sure how he feels about that.
Yeah, you know, I've been looking for the over-under on 4 plays, if you can make it 4 plays just like they did last year. But I think it was a huge disappointment for not only Jets fans, but I think for the NFL to see what Rodgers could have done. I don't think, you know, everybody was picking them to be the, you know, Super Bowl darker. I don't know if they're that good, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers does elevate the play of the people who are around him, and their defense was not bad last year. You know, they had some bad breaks. Obviously, they couldn't move the football. They had quarterbacks that were just, you know, incapable of doing that. But I think this is a pretty good team, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to make them that much better. It's just going to be interesting. And, yeah, the jury's out on the 49ers. They're the NFC pick, you know, top of the odds boards to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl once again. Getting Ayuk back, signing him, and getting that stuff done was a big help. You know, they're talented all the way around. Can McCaffrey stay healthy? Can they do what they did last year? Can their defense stop people? Those are going to be some of the questions, and they'll find out going against Aaron Rodgers on a Monday night. Should be pretty big.
It'll be a fun one. They always load up our week one slate well. I was sharing, you know, we have a ton of Cowboys fans in Richmond, and I fear there may be more of them than Commanders fans as that number dwindles. But we're one of 4 markets nationally, Mike, that won't be seeing Tom Brady's broadcast debut with the Cowboys because we'll be watching Commanders Buccaneers. You know both markets. You're a Tampa guy. You got Baker Mayfield coming back. Tampa's only given 3 to Washington. I'm excited about this one because I think both teams could put up some points here.
Yeah, I think they're both going to score a lot. You know, we saw last year that the you know, even understand how that the Commanders could score the ball, at least move the football, right? I mean, he led the league in passing for, the first quarter of the year?
That was the like going into week 10, it was him and Patrick Mahomes for the passing yard title.
Which is just insane to me. So if he could do that, if they could do that with Sam, imagine what they could do with Jalen Daniels. So I think it's just going to be – I think it's going to be interesting. The Buccaneers coming off a momentous season last year where they shouldn't have beat the Eagles at home in the wild card. They did. Mayfield gets a big contract extension in the offseason. Mike Evans, I think, you know, pound for pound is the best receiver in the league if they throw him the flipping ball. But, you know, I just feel like they've got the nucleus. Again, it was defense in their offensive line. They couldn't run the football well last year. Can they do that this year? And the Commanders, you know better than anybody the circus that is.
Don't remind me.
But I think that this team, you know, you got another quote-unquote franchise quarterback. Is this the guy that they're going to stick with? New ownership, new coaching. You know, has the page turned, or have they opened up a new book for the Washington football team? That's the question, and we'll find out, you know, on the road against Tampa. Not that that game is going to really dictate, you know, the rest of the franchise as it is, but I think it's a chance to get off on a good start on the road against a pretty good football team that should win the NFC South.
Love a good even matchup, and I think we've got one there on Sunday. Frontpagebets.com. It's not just NFL, but there's a lot of NFL because this is a big week. Mike Svetitz is the general manager there, and you got NASCAR, you got the playoffs. We wound down golf with Scottie Scheffler. College football, you get at least one more week of juice out of the Deion Sanders story. He survived North Dakota State. Give you a little something to work with this week. Colorado, Nebraska.
Yeah, you know, you can never go wrong with the Colorado-Nebraska rivalry, you know, going back to the Tommy Frazier and Cordell Stewart games, right? Like, you got to go back, way back. I think that was the Friday after Thanksgiving, I think, is when they usually play that one. But, you know, that, I don't know. Yeah, let's leave that one. I think what intrigues me the most is the Texas-Michigan game. I don't think Michigan is a very good football team. Not only did they lose, 13 starters from last year to the NFL draft and their head coach, but you know, they did not look great against Fresno State last week, 30-10 in the team they should have beat by 40. And you know, Texas looked really good. Even Arch Manning got his first collegiate touchdown pass. I mean, that they're coming in riding high, even though it's in the Big House. The Wolverines are 7.5-point dogs at home. I think that just goes to show you what people think about this team. You know, when's the last time they've been the 7.5-point underdog at home? Even though it's to the number 3 team in the country, it's going to be interesting to see if they can compete. I don't think they can. I think Quinn Ewers and the Longhorns are a good football team, and they roll and cover in the Big House.
Boy, we were talking about this earlier in the week, just, and I know the ACC didn't acquit itself nicely that first weekend, obviously, but you're going to have an SEC team that's sporting 3 losses and that we all know is better than any other team, via second ACC team vying for that playoff spot, because it's such a high caliber of football going on down there. We also mentioned, I know you'll appreciate, LSU-USC, which I thought was the game of the weekend last weekend. Great, great game. The LSU fans took over Las Vegas, of course, as you knew they would. The bar at the Mandalay Bay, which is right next to the Raiders Stadium, ran out of Miller Lite and Michelob Ultra before the game. Do you know how hard you have to work, Mike, to run Vegas out of beer?
Yeah, and I couldn't be prouder that it was Miller Lite that they ran him out of. I mean, it was, you know, that just hits close to home. And, you know, LSU, those guys down there, I mean, I've been to a lot of college football games and stadiums and cities, and Baton Rouge on a Saturday night is, there's nothing like it. I could only imagine Baton Rouge visits Vegas on a Sunday night before Labor Day. Like, I just wanted to be a fly on the Mandalay Bay bar wall with a Miller Lite in my hand to watch this, whatever it was.
It was. I'm sure it was a scene. Mike Svetitz, frontpagebets.com. Always appreciate the time, dude.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Talk soon, buddy.
Awesome. Take care. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I said I want to start in the NFC East, so let's start in the NFC East. We're going to do team-by-team previews over the next few days. Get you ready for NFL football. It starts tomorrow night with the Chiefs and the Ravens. I'll be giving my predictions. I'll be taking yours as well on the listener lines. We talk so much Commanders around here. It's the home of the Commanders. And we talk a lot of Cowboys around here because I know y'all want to talk a lot of Cowboys, and certainly I get that. They're America's team. There's a lot of you out there. I would venture, we may have to do, you know, we'll get the Gallup group in here to do a poll. I would venture a guess there may be more Cowboys fans in Richmond right now that, like, identify as and watch the games than there are Commanders fans, just because the numbers drop so much. Like, I think the Commanders fans are still in it. If you're in it now, you're in it. You're not going anywhere. But I think that the Cowboys fans who watch the games, there were weeks last year where the Cowboys game had a better rating in Richmond than the Commanders game. That's pretty unheard of going back. Obviously, the highest ratings are when the two teams play each other, as they did on Thanksgiving, but enough said about that one. I think the off-season noise about the Cowboys is just that, a lot of noise. I think the only misstep was at the end, and the misstep was paying CeeDee Lamb. I think when they paid CeeDee Lamb, I think that was the misstep. If everybody's on their last year, everybody's rowing the boat together, common enemy, Jerry Jones. When he got paid, I think everybody else got a little like, ooh, should I have held out too? I think there were questions about, like, man, did I handle this the wrong way? Could I have gotten my bag before this season too? And that's on Jerry. And I think the other owners probably feel that him getting paid, Ayuk getting paid, is not great for business next year, in the sense you're going to have more training camp holdouts next year because it works, because we've seen it work as well. That said, it's a good team. It's a loaded team. Bad playoff loss last year, but rolled off, you know, all the wins before that, 12 wins. And I'm picking the Cowboys again. I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl, but I'm riding that regular season train. I don't see any reason they can't be as good as they were last year. I really like the Eagles as well. I think the Eagles are due for a bounce back. I also think, though, the wheels could fall off. For the Eagles, I'm certainly thinking, you know, this is a team that could win 11, 12 games, and this is a team that could win 5 games. If the wheels stay off and all this togetherness falls apart, they lose to the Packers in Brazil, and they move the wrong direction quickly. The Giants are going to finish last. Daniel Jones is in his last year. I think everybody sees that and understands that. Leaves the Commanders, who I'll take in third. In the NFC East. I think there's a lot of excitement around the fact that you got two competitive teams at the top in the Eagles and the Cowboys, and they both start with big games. Eagles will start in Brazil on Friday. We'll play the clips from that game in a bit. Darius Slay, so you don't want to be in Brazil. I think there's a lot of that vibe coming from both sides of that game, which is gonna be the case anytime you do anything new, but particularly something as big and flashy as that. And then the Cowboys start Sunday afternoon. That's the Tom Brady debut game. You won't get to watch that here in Richmond because you'll be watching Commanders football against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. One of only 4 cities nationally that will watch the Commanders and the Buccaneers. That's not great. As these things go, not great as interest goes. If your team's getting shown in 4 entire markets nationally, that's not a great sign. I think there will be Jaden Daniels hype right out of the gate though as well. We do have resolution on the caramel corn situation. Hazel, it was a chain. It was Midwestern based. There is one left, and it's in the Sunset Plaza Mall in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Oh.
Yeah, so we got the chain is no longer in operation. However, the gourmet popcorn brand is still in operation. I'm telling you, it was a full storefront at the mall. That was it. That was what they sold.
Does not surprise me that they're order online only.
Well, as business models go, getting a whole store in the mall to just sell caramel popcorn
is probably not the savviest of financial moves.
Somebody did it, though.
There's popcorn. Chicago. Chicago's got popcorn all over. Chicago's eating a lot of popcorn. That's what I know about that. When we come back, I'm fired up about this. You've heard me talk about this all week. We'll officially start. We'll cut the ribbon on our partnership with Play Chesterfield. We'll be spotlighting their athletes, teams, the great stories from there all season long on Wednesdays. 910 The Fan, of course, has the most high school sports action in town. You know Gary Hess and Coach Chris. 31 years of doing high school football game of the week. Gary, of course, represents on 1140 on the mornings as well. We gave you the poll yesterday. We had a Tuesday poll instead of a Monday poll. Highland Springs, of course, staying atop that one, but a little bit of movement there. You can always go to the website and check that out. But we'll start our partnership with Blake Chesterfield. We'll give a shout-out to the Sports Hall of Fame as well, because that's now 8 days away. I don't want to spook my guy JC. Hopefully he's got his act together. He's ready to go. Hopefully I've got my act together. Hopefully I'm ready to go as well. That's the bigger question. We are back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's a Wednesday morning in 10 minutes. Mike Svetitz joins us, and we have NFL football to talk about. Commanders Buccaneers on the mothership, 1140 WRVA, Sunday, 425 kickoff. You know we start the pregame 2 hours early to party like that. Did our NFC East preview earlier. Great segment there with the Play Chesterfield crew. I'm fired up for that. So next Wednesday, 10:30 a.m., we'll hear from some Thomasdale. We'll hear from their DSA, Director of Student Athletes, Student Athletics. We'll figure it out by next Wednesday. Some Thomasdale athletes. We'll have a ton of fun going forward. Manchester, Bird, Metoica, Clover Hill, Cosby. All of them. James River, Meadowbrook, Midlow, Monacan. All of them. And there's a lot of them. It's a big county, folks. We'll be representing. You know we ride hard for the South Side around here. And Chesterfield's part of that crew. So we're excited to be doing the Play Chesterfield thing. And, of course, we'll give you the bonus reminder next Thursday night. Live from the Perkinson Center for the Performing Arts. It'll be the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame inaugural class. Yours truly, emceeing the event, MP on the mic. But we've got a lot of special guests too. Going to be a really fun evening. Get your tickets. Chesterfield Sports, HOF.com. Come hang, come have fun. There aren't enough of those style events here in town. So when we've got one, we got to make it work. We got to make sure that it hangs around and we give it the reception it deserves. Baseball update. Flying Squirrels in their final homestand of the season. You got five more chances to catch them. And if you blink, you missed it last night. I told you I was late to the fantasy football draft. Hope you weren't late to the Squirrels game last night. 2 hours and 2 minutes. John Michael Bertrand spun a gem on the mound. The Squirrels snapped the Rubber Ducks' six-game win streak with their 11th shutout victory of the year. Five more chances to see the Squirrels at the Diamond this year. Tonight is RVA night, celebrating local businesses and organizations. Also, wine and canines. Bring your dog. $5 glasses of wine, $6 wine slushies. I think there was a period in there that I didn't read in that sentence. Bring your dogs, period. For the humans, $5 glasses of wine and $6 wine slushies. Those are for the humans, not for the dogs. The dogs, by the way, are admitted free. So that is tonight's situation out at the Flying Squirrels. I loved the baseball last night. We're kind of in a lull this week. We don't have any like high-stakes, high-pressure games like we had last week when we were given the baseball update all the time. But did you see the play? I know you did, Hazel, because I sent it to you. The Orioles-White Sox game. And look, you know who's going to win that game. But the two White Sox fielders just smack-ran right into each other. Oh. And it looked like the one was really hurt. So it was a little bit like, can we laugh? We can laugh, yes.
I feel like he had to be hurt emotionally more than physically.
You see that in the NFL a lot. The corner gets beat for a touchdown. All of a sudden he starts, he's grabbing his hamstring.
Right.
Oh, you know, pull. Oh. that hurts emotionally as much as anything else.
They've gone full White Sox.
Never go full White Sox.
Oh. It's like sitting on a cactus. Rough stuff for the White Sox.
One more month, White Sox. It'll all be over soon. And then you got to start it back up next year.
They need to start taking these ballpark shots.
They
hot dog? Ballpark hot dog?
They need the hot dog shots. That's for sure. Not today, because I got to go over the diamond in a bit. But at some point, and actually, Mike Svedit said he wanted to come in studio and take hot dog shots with us. So maybe next Wednesday is the day for hot dog shots.
Let's do it, Mike. Double mics.
The double mics. We had a Dr. Phillips here, mm-hmm. Alongside MP. So we had two Phillipses. We get two mics.
You feel threatened?
I could never get a doctor. You think I'm getting a master's, let alone a doctorate? That was when I started adjunct teaching at VCU. Somebody asked me, "Wait a second, you don't have a master's degree?" It's like, no, of course not. I ran it by him. I didn't lie about it. Like, do you want to teach a class? Like, just so you know, 4 years at a state school, and I was out the next day. Like, I'm never coming back. No, it's okay. You've got real world experience.
Mm.
There's a loophole.
Loophole.
Let's go. Getting to teach at VCU. Maybe someday I'll get an honorary doctorate, in which case I'd be completely unbearable about it, obviously. That's Dr. Phillips to you, I believe. We'll get Svedits in here next week. That'll be a ton of fun. We've got the Flying Squirrels making their big announcement. Stadium name and final renderings of the new ballpark. That'll be at noon, so that'll bleed into AWOD Radio. Of course, he will have all the latest for you. Big day for the Commanders as well. First injury report. I think we're all watching for the Brandon Coleman update. Brandon Coleman is your rookie left tackle. And if he can't go, Cornelius Lucas will. But I do think that's there's a lot of consternation with Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback there. You need better protection. I think there's going to be a lot of two tight end sets. I think John Bates will be the one who helps out, fills in, provides a little blocking as we get the NFL season underway. Pretty excited for that. We mentioned the Commanders are on. Of course, we got the full slate of college football this weekend as well. Virginia Tech, Marshall, now up to 20.5 points. If you want to play the line on that one. Started at 14, a lot of confidence in the Hokies going forward. All right, we'll step aside for the top of the hour when we come back. It's Mike Svedits. It's Front Page Bets. It's our one of our favorite segments of the week. We'll be back. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.